champ is here.
We're back. Champ is in the building. I have a special guest. He's actually my co-host. We're doing that. We switched the switcheroo-ski. I called in last week. He called in this week.
Yeah, man. I'm live from the crib. Live from the front porch.
From the spinot.
from the front porch, man. Live in my rocking chair.
don't clear no phlegm. Not when you're coming back from Corona country.
Yeah, man. Wild Bill's a little offended that I'm being cautious out here today, man.
Nah, not at all.
I mean, not I'm just being cautious. I mean, I ain't, like Beanie Siegel said it the best, man. I ain't bitching. I'm just cautious.
Yeah, that's all. I appreciate your concern. If nobody,
yeah, I can't.
You have a family. Nobody wants to get your Nah, nobody wants to get your family.
Bringing the Rona back, man.
Nah. It feels good. I'll tell you what, though, it feels good to be back at my third home, the studio.
Yeah.
You're
back, man.
Second.
You had a fucking a nice long week in Florida, winning championships and shit.
Correct. We won the national championship. It was it was unbelievable. We had a really good weekend. I think we outscored our opponents 50-12 in 7 games.
Damn.
Yeah, I think we had like 3 or 4 mercies.
Damn.
And the roller hockey.
Mercies, so they just quit. They just tapped out on y'all.
Yeah, in roller hockey, if you go up by 8 goals, they stop it. So I think our first 3 were mercies. And we had a TKO, a technical mercy, in the championship game. Although it wasn't by the 8 goal rule, they quit. They stopped, whatever. I don't know. They were like,
how you quit in the championship? What type of bitch shit is that?
They just didn't want no more.
Damn.
They didn't want no more.
Nah, y'all stop. Was you talking shit? You talking shit out there?
I mean, I was loud. Yeah, like I clearly still I still don't have a voice, so I was screaming the whole time, the whole tournament.
Yeah, they said you the Pat Bev. You the Pat Bev of hockey, man. So
I heard a reference. I heard a reference today. Somebody called me. One of my boys called me the Rudy of roller hockey.
Nah, man, that's disrespectful. Not the Rudy. Not the Rudy, though, man.
Yeah, because Rudy only got like 2 minutes. Like 2 plays his whole career.
Yeah, Rudy ain't getting no fucking burn, man. Pat Bev is more accurate. Pat Bev ain't putting up buckets.
Right.
But he impacting the game, though.
Yeah, and Rudy never won a national championship, so there's that too. I'll give a quick shout out to the squad. Adam, Stan, Kyle, Cutler, Cam, Beetson, Mitchell, Brett, Action Jackson, myself, and wait, there's one, who am I forgetting? Oh, Connor. You fucking little bum. He actually asked me, my boy Connor asked me, yo, so after we won, we went back to the Airbnb, which we kind of did anyway. Like, that's kind of what we did. We just went to the rink and then back to the spot. And then, so after we won on Sunday, we were drinking beers or whatever. And he says, hey, Bill, have you ever talked about me on your podcast? And I said, well, that answers a question. A, you haven't listened. And B, what the fuck would I talk about you on the podcast for? Have you done anything significant in life that would say?
Ow.
Well, no, I don't. Well, I mean.
No, you took it
no,
like that.
I mean, it is what I said, though.
Like, have you done anything crazy? Like,
or significant enough? Yeah, about. I don't mean significant.
You're a regular motherfucker, man.
Yeah, not like his life isn't insignificant, but like, have you done anything that would, like, you know what I mean? Warrant you getting, have you taken a shit in a bucket or any of the other things that we've mentioned on the show? So if the answer is no, then no. But anyway, yeah, you got your shout out now, you little fuck.
Hey, man, shout out to you, man.
It was great, though. We had a wonderful time catching up with friends and also fans of the show. The Angry Algorithm team was, they were showing out heavy down there.
Damn, you should have took some masks out there, gave them shits out.
What? Definitely did do that. Took some t-shirts down. We had stickers. Okay. Was giving them out. Yeah. So eventually, I even asked. I asked the missus on the way. Today, like or when I got home from work or whatever, I was like. Like, damn, there's, I think I saw a couple people I don't even remember giving shirts to that were wearing them. I was like, who the fuck is that? But yeah, you could, the angry face was out there heavy.
All right.
They were showing love. Airport, I think we went over last week. The airport on the way down was pretty quiet. The plane was, it was probably the easiest experience I've ever had. Now on the way back, not quite as much.
It's crowded.
The airport, not so much. Maybe the plane, slightly crowded. Like, I wouldn't say crowded, but a little bit more than on the way down there. One cool thing is that I brought the trophy back on the plane, and this fucking thing is a monster. So anyway, they let me go through the TSA or whatever, right? No problems. And then I got through there, and then I got through the gate check, and then I walked on the plane so that we were sitting up towards the front, like not all the way front, not first class, but like almost first class, we'll call it. And so
group yeah, B or some shit.
Correct. So you know how they board the back of the plane first. So most of the plane is like, you know, loaded except for the couple rows that I was in and the first class or whatever. And then, so when I get on, I got this fucking monstrosity of a fucking trophy, and some dude asked me, he's like, "What, you know, what's that for?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "What did you win?" Or something like, "Oh, what did you win?" He said, and I said, "Won a national championship." He said, "What for?" And I said, "Hockey." And then the whole fucking plane said, you know, the guy says, "Congratulations," and then the whole fucking plane started clapping.
Oh shit!
So I was like, "Whoa, hey now."
That's love.
Yeah, that was cool. So we get situated, and then here comes the fucking Carols and Karens. So the one guy did the name of the guy that done it, but the let me clear my throat. So like the guy cleared his throat, and then fucking the one fucking uber white lady comes up, and she's like, just sits in a chair. Like, sits in one of the seats adjacent to us, so, like, on the opposite side of the aisle or whatever, and she's, like, going to sit down, and the flight attendant was like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm going to move my seat to here." And he's like, "No, you're not." And she was like, "Well, that there's a gentleman back there coughing, and I need to get up right now." And and he's like, "Well, ma'am, what I'm going to have to ask you to do is sit down until we take off. And then if you're still uncomfortable, that you can come up here." And she says, "I cannot believe this is happening right now, during times of COVID."
Really?
Yeah. And then, right. And then the wife says, "Yeah, well, I don't think you're going to end up sitting there, because you know why? Because the people that paid for these seats, I paid extra. So you need to walk. Yeah. You need to walk your ass back there and sit down."
Yeah, go back to the poor section. Fuck out of here.
And she tried to say something again, and then the guy the steward or whatever, he doubles down, and then somebody else said something, and then there was like a, well, this is the first question I posed for tonight. Then there was an Indian Karen or Carol. So, what do they call them in India? Like Carols or Karens?
I don't think they're a thing. It seems like a white. American-made.
I don't know, man.
They got a billion motherfuckers.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sure they got way bigger problems than fucking Karens and Carols and shit over there.
Yeah, I don't dispute that, but you don't think
they got motherfuckers over there shitting on the streets and shit.
Nah, that's not true. They don't fucking shit in the street. They take it to the Ganges and then they bathe in it. Come on. Don't be disrespectful.
Shout out to Ramesh, man. Ramesh hold it down out there, man. No disrespect.
Hey, Ramesh.
Thing up too.
Ramesh, do us a favor, call in and let us know what they call Karen or Carols in India.
Yeah, man.
They probably don't say anything. They just keep it to themselves.
Maybe.
Or they smack the shit out of you. I seen people in the beginning of the Rona shit, they was driving around like the cops or the military or some shit. They was driving around hitting people with sticks if they wasn't in the house. Like, what the fuck are you doing out here?
Fucking billy clubs.
Yeah.
Get in your fucking house, you fucking mutt. Oh, how about this? So we were, like I said, after the win, we went back and we were drinking some beers and shit. And I don't know how the fuck we got on this subject, but I heard somebody say, I heard my boy Cam say something that was, I was like, what the fuck? And then I went in and I wrote it down, and then, you know, I circled back, like I wrote it down in my notes because it was just fucking completely fucking crazy. And I'll give it to you. Do you have any just weird food habits? And the reason I ask is because this is what he said. He's like, yeah, I used to. He said he used to, or possibly still does, and maybe he just doesn't want to admit it, that he eats spicy mustard on pizza. What the fuck?
You just go for hot sauce there.
I mean, yeah, I would do.
That's different.
I would do a hot sauce, but spicy mustard. Like, I'm not pulling out the fucking Gouldens, you know what I mean, and fucking putting it on pizza.
Nah, I don't. Do I have anything weird that I do?
Or like, you know how some people do like ranch dressing on everything?
I mean, and ketchup. Yeah, I mean, nah, I don't have nothing weird like that. Like, I guess I eat shit that, you know, some people don't agree with, but if you ask other people, they'll be like, yeah, I fuck with that.
I'll double down on that. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't have nothing weird like that, though.
Nah, that's crazy.
I don't think.
Fucking dirty dog. Fucking mustard on a pizza. What the fuck is wrong with you? Get your shit together, Cam.
Yeah, man. You have any angry algorithm moments down there? Like, anybody make you angry, get you upset out there?
Yeah, so then, all right, so we get... So that was before the plane even takes off. It's still the same two people. So, same two women or whatever you want to call them. So later on, so the white woman, she doesn't get her wish. So I don't know why she was so bugged the fuck out, because she had what appeared like an N95 mask or like a legit mask or whatever. And then at the one point I got up to go use the restroom, and the bitch had fucking swimming goggles on, dude. I swear to God, like she fucking broke into Michael Phelps's house and took his fucking Speedo swimming goggles, dude. And I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, dude. Goggles on a plane.
I had an incident today, man, with like some mad shit, man. So you know, I work out of the port. I get loads from the port, no homo. So
Pause. No homo. Pause. That's your job.
Yeah.
So It's not really many times where you have to come face to face with a person there that works at the port, but it's very rare. So it's about 10% of the time you have to, you know, come face to face with somebody. So Phil Murphy, our wonderful governor of New Jersey, he implemented a law today where you have to have a mask on outside, but it says you only have to wear a mask where social distancing can't do it, where you can't social distance, where it's like a where crowd.
Where it can be difficult, yes.
Yeah.
All right.
So that doesn't mean you have to have a mask on at all times.
Correct.
So there's this one part of the port where you have to like come, not even in contact, like you see this person. Oh, but all they have to do is scan your ticket. So you walk up to them with your ticket in hand, extend your arm, they extend their arm. They have a scan gun, they scan it, once it beeps, you walk away. That's social distancing, right?
I would think so.
That's not an issue. Especially if there's no words exchanged, we don't have to talk, no nothing.
No contact.
No contact. I don't have to touch them. No nothing. All you got to do is scan the barcode on my receipt, and then I walk back to my truck. So I walk up to him. He scans my receipt, And now he has to, once the information goes on his gun, he has to look at the seal on the container and match it with the what's ever on the gun, or input the seal number.
Right.
And once it's correct, you know, everything's good. I go to the next station and I'm out of there. So he scans my receipt. The guy, he says to me, I'm in the process of turning around, walking back to my truck. He says, yo, you got to put a mask on. I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, we outside. And he's like, yo, you still got to put a mask. He says something else. And I just kept walking.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, I fuck you. Yeah. So I get back in the truck. You know, this bitch ass nigga fucking didn't do the rest of his job. He just said, fuck me. And I got back in my truck, and then there was an issue for me getting out of the port. So I had to turn around and go back and do the whole process again. But at this point, I knew what he did. Yeah. So now I'm fucking furious because you did a bitch ass move. That was some bitch ass shit you did.
Right.
So now I'm coming at you now. That night, I just totally lost my cool, man. I lost it. I went right at him. I went up to him. I said, yo, pussy, why the fuck you did that stupid ass shit? He looked at me. I'm like, yo, call your fucking supervisor. And then he started talking to all this. This is law shit. I'm like, dog, if you wanted to be a fucking cop, why don't you go take the fucking, fill out an application and take the test? I said, wait, you wouldn't be able to pass the fucking test because you a fat fuck and you fucking lazy. Like, I just flamed him. I flamed him for 5 minutes straight. His fucking, I was trying to provoke him so much to do something. I wanted to fuck him up, man. It was bad. And then the supervisor comes over. He's like, yeah, you know, we have a lot of people in our office that died from COVID or caught it. I'm like, dog, I understand all that shit, but we're outside. All he had to do was continue the process. He scanned my shit. Yo, other people are coming up here with no mask, and these other guys that's working, they not fucking giving them no problems. Why does this guy have to be a dickhead and do this shit? And now you got to deal with me being a fucking dickhead. Now I'm being disrespectful now because I was being respectful before. So now it's an issue now, and you don't want to do this shit because I'm fucking going crazy. So he's like, dog, all you had to do was put your mask on. And I had my mask around my neck. So I'm like, all right. I pulled my mask up over my face and my nose. He's like, I'm like, okay, well, can you do it now? He's like, well, I can't do it. He has to do it. I said, well, tell him to fucking do it. So he's like, he comes over and now this motherfucker trying to push the goalpost back. Well, you have to apologize now. No, pussy, suck my dick, nigga. You ain't getting shit from me now. Like, and so then the supervisor was like, you know what, dude, I'm done. You just void out and drop the container and just leave. So I'm like, man, fuck y'all. Fuck both of y'all. So I got in my truck. I went back around and I just went to another line and fucking put a different shirt on just in case they see me, and scanned my shit and got up out of there. But dog, these fucking stupid motherfuckers, man, they like, what's the point of that, yo? Like, what's the fucking point, man? Like, why would you do some bitch ass shit like that and then cause me to get upset just so I could come back? Like, what you think, you wasn't going to see me again? Like, dog, I obviously had to come back. So what did you think was going to happen? Hmm. I don't fucking get it, man. I don't understand these motherfuckers, man. Like, this motherfucker was like 6'2", 300 pounds. Like, dog, and you worried about some fucking COVID, dog. You need to be worried about your caloric intake.
The part that would be troubling for me is that if it's not mandated at the port, so there's no way that the governor comes out and says something, and I believe he said something probably around 10 a.m. and
that's around the time I was there.
Correct.
It was like 11. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning. Yo, or 11:30, 12 o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's to my point. So, because I kind of had an idea about what time you were there. You know what I mean? And I know that around 9:30, 10 o'clock is when the governor made the statement. So, there's no way that the governor makes a statement and then they're able to fucking mandate that at the port in that amount of time, or You know, like, it just doesn't make sense. So why are you doing something that's not even in your job description?
Exactly. Exactly. I said, dog, you don't even own this shit. I said, this ain't even your shit. Like, you a fucking employee. Like, right. What are you doing? Why are you taking your job so serious? You don't even have to do shit. All you got to do all day is walk back and forth and scan fucking tickets and match the fucking information on your gun to the what you see right here in your face. Well, like, why are you making this more difficult? Why are you trying to flex on me with your power?
Well, you already said it. It's because he's 300 pounds and he's fucking got a genetic deep whatever. He's fucked up. He's one of them high-risk motherfuckers.
Yeah, he's a fuckboy, man. Like, come on, dog. That's not even the fucking law. Like, you gotta understand fucking basic vocabulary. Because if you read the law, it says where social distancing is not possible. So social distancing is happening right here. We're not in a crowd of people.
So where is social distancing? Can't you do that when you're outside? That part I didn't understand.
I guess I don't know. I guess at a
at because a, it's a not party, the beach. It's not at the beach.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
maybe the beach.
No, it said the beach. I said not the beach.
Not the beach. I don't know.
So not the beach. Know. Not the park. Not if you're walking outside. Not if you're walking with someone with your health. But not if this. But like, so then what? What the cite the fucking example. You cited 19 examples of what it wasn't, but
I didn't see. Like, it's not like any concerts are happening or festivals.
Right, yeah, because then that would be your most logical next step, you know, or next one on the list or whatever, like a concert or some kind of outdoor venue like that. But
I think he did it for the fucking dumb fucks out there. Because I seen a bunch of people on Twitter fucking congratulating him, like, yeah, Governor Murphy, he's good. He's on top of things. Like, shut the fuck up. That shit ain't fucking, it's not helping nothing. Like, what are you talking about? Like, we're outside. If you're outside in the daytime, you're not catching the Rona. This shit don't work like that. It's been proven. It's been proven that the shit, is not good in, like, sunlight. Yeah. Like, come on, yo.
Yeah, because it's that... Right. If that was the case, then nobody in Florida would have it.
Yeah. Motherfuckers is doing dumb shit. But no, motherfuckers is doing dumb shit in Florida. They just don't give a fuck.
All right. Well, then what about
motherfuckers is inside.
All right. What about Texas then? Or California?
They inside, but they inside doing shit though.
Everybody's inside because they're fucking.
No, I'm talking about.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about in bars. I seen my fucking cousin and my peoples. They was fucking in a club in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they doing. It's people out there that don't give a fuck like that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you not fucking just catching that shit, just doing a random interaction like that. Like,
Now they're trying to say, I saw a report that they said, you know, spinning off of what you were saying, they said that, the reason that some of the warmer climate states, you know, like the ones we just named, Arizona, California, Texas, Florida, now they're getting it because the air conditioning.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck they're getting it from, but you can't fucking prove that they're getting it from being outside. It's not being outside. They prove that fucking UV light kills the shit.
I don't know. Did they prove that? I don't think they proved that.
Yes, they did. I looked that shit up, man.
Where did you get that from? The president?
Fuck no, I ain't get it from the president, man. Look it up. Do your Googles. UV light kills the Rona.
I don't know that I've seen any studies that said UV light. I mean, I personally, I don't know that I've seen any, but...
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. You went to Florida. You went to Florida to play some fucking hockey, so it don't really matter. You don't care.
I mean, I don't know that I don't care.
Not really.
I don't know that.
Really, you can't really care like that if you went to go play hockey, man. Really, you can't really care. And then how many people you know even took the fucking test? Who the fuck is still getting tests?
You can get them all over the place, dude. You can go.
I know, but who's getting tested? Who do you know that got a test?
I know people that have it.
For real?
Yeah, I've said
right
it.
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I know. I've said it. I said it quite a few episodes. I said it like early on. I know someone that had it very early on, and then I know my niece's boyfriend got it because he was one of the people that went to one of the bars in North Jersey when they and 100 or 150 like Point Pleasant or something, like 100, 150 people got it. Everybody at the bar, basically.
Yeah, I'm talking about now.
Yeah, right now. Like, that's what I'm saying. Right now, he's got it.
Oh, he got it now.
Yeah, shitting his brains out. Yeah, when the bars opened in Jersey, whatever, a couple weeks ago.
He went.
Correct. The 15th of last month.
The 15th of last month, yeah. Went to the bar, got it, and then said the symptoms were like a really horrible flu and ungodly diarrhea, shatting his brains out for 10 days.
And man, then, shout out to him, man. Get better, yo. Take your fucking vitamins and minerals, man.
And then, both his parents got it because he was staying with his parents or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean,
fuck the Rona, man. Fuck the Rona. Fuck these bitch ass niggas out here that's trying to fucking, you know, abuse their fucking little ass power that they got.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Like, it's not even your fuck shit. It's not even your fucking job.
Nah, but even though, like, fuck.
Did he? Was he wearing a mask?
We not. Yeah, he was wearing a mask.
What kind of mask was it?
It was a cloth mask.
Right. So your bandana. So your bandana is gonna fucking stop Corona.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't.
Better than
a
no
fucking
bandana.
Is it?
Do not shame people for
I'm
wearing
not shaming,
it.
I'm not shaming them. I'm just asking them to look at it logically. Do you think that a fucking... Okay, do me a favor. Do you see all the people at the CDC when they're working with the viruses? Do you see them wearing cloth bandanas?
I haven't seen them, so I don't know.
Well, I've seen images of them. They're not wearing cloth bandanas, I can tell you that.
Ain't nobody
they're wearing fucking antiviral
shit. The point is professionals need the legit mask. Like, the manufacturing is not there for everybody to
have.
Well,
that part, I get that. But don't be naive to say that just because they need them, that these things are going to work. That's like saying, well,
It's not nothing,
it's like
though.
Saying carpenters need hammers, so don't you buy hammers. Just use your tape measure to whack a nail in. It'll work just the same. No, it won't. Eventually, you're going to break your tape measure, just like eventually you're going to break your body down because a fucking bandana is not the same as a respirator. Right?
I don't think you could compare the two things. I wouldn't call out somebody for wearing a cloth mask.
I have to wear the mask, too. I fall in line. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is
it's not nothing. That's kind of how you're framing it.
Yeah, because it kind of is. I mean, OSHA 10 and OSHA 30 have taught me that when you're wearing a cloth mask, it's not filtering out the stuff that you're breathing. So if the virus is in your lungs, it's not filtering that.
It's stopping it, though.
Here we go. Ultraviolet rays are part of sunlight. Studies show that UV light can be used to kill airborne COVID-19 particles and disinfect surfaces. For this reason, some hospitals, subways, and other public locations are using UV light to help disinfect areas when they are not occupied by people.
Yes, it can kill stuff on surfaces, but that doesn't mean that it kills it in your...
I just read it. It just said airborne. Kill airborne COVID-19 particles.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Maybe it is. Who's this? Yeah,
so it's not like the shit is like that. Like, that. My issue is this. The motherfucker did all this bullshit, and they fucking came... The supervisor came and backed them up for some bullshit. For something where he was acting like if I did have a Rona, like it's like a fucking bubble just around me. Like back in the day when we played Sonic and he got the fucking bubble, the rings and shit. Yeah. It was the fucking bubble around him.
Yeah.
Like if he comes in contact with that bubble, he's gonna get it. Like, dog, it don't work like that, yo. Cause if it worked like that, everybody would fucking have it. Millions, millions, millions of people would have it. If it was like that, that's my issue with the shit. Like, dog, I've been fucking safe as fuck. Like, I'm fucking not going to no fucking bars. I'm not going to no public, you know, areas and shit. I've been at the crib doing family shit. Like, But this shit is ridiculous, man. Some people were just, you know, taking it overboard. But some people were fucking just being dumbasses, like still going out and shit. Like, this shit ain't real. Like, it obviously is real, but some people were just going out of hand with the shit.
I guess the other thing is, it's like, if it's like the whole 6 degrees of separation thing, like, how much can you, like, the only way that you could actually really stop everything is just stay the fuck home until nobody on the planet has it, right? I mean.
Exactly. Exactly. And so it's not going nowhere.
Right, but
shit ain't going nowhere.
But governors tried to do that, and everyone open the fuck back up. Hurry up! We need to have it. We you know, people bitched about that. So it's like, regardless of whatever stance they're gonna take, people are gonna bitch.
Yeah, but, I mean, people. I think I don't think they have. They don't have a real solution to this shit. There's no real solution to it. Like, they, instead of, unless. You know, the real solution is what you said. Everybody has to stay the fuck in.
Right.
But even when they said, you know, everybody stay the fuck in, people were still out.
Right.
People was out. Yo, it's not that strict in this fucking country like that. Like, the shit was already here. By the time, you know, they said stay the fuck in, it was already too late. Shit was real. Like, and then they had people on, like, what was the shit called back in the 30s where alcohol was
prohibition?
Prohibition. Like, they had speakeasies and shit open. Like, they was doing that shit. Like, people really don't give a fuck, man.
No, they don't care.
I think people would rather get a fucking vaccine, just stick a needle in their arm and get some fuck.
Yeah, because we're Americans. Just make it go away right now. Just make it go away right now. Whatever I have to do, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't.
Just make it go away.
I don't want none of that shit.
Just make it go away.
Me or none of my family is getting no fucking vaccine ever again. I'm never getting a vaccine again. Ever. Fuck that shit.
I mean, I think there is things that you can do. You can look at other countries. I don't think other countries are still seeing the alarming spike in numbers that we are.
Yeah.
And
what about this, though? What about this theory? Is it a fucking attack? Was it an attack on us, the U.S.?
Attack by who?
It was the enemy, China.
Well, it was in Italy before it came to America.
Yeah.
It was in Italy first?
Yeah.
It was in China massively, and then it was in Italy.
Italy, Spain, France had it.
Well, it was mainly Italy, immediately Italy after
was,
China.
Yeah, Italy was the big one.
So they got it first. But we had it first, too.
They have a pretty older population, but they had the numbers almost to China's level in the beginning of this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or, I mean, I wouldn't put it past shadowy American government figures to fucking plan an attack, if you will. I just did air quotes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I don't trust that fat fuck Mike Pompeo as far as I can throw him. I'll give you that.
Hillary Clinton and Bill Gates and them, too. Those motherfuckers, man. They trying to, you know, push them vaccines and shit.
A lot of people are trying to push vaccines, like pharmaceutical companies. I wouldn't put it past any of them either.
Yeah, man. Fuck them niggas, man.
I mean,
can't do it.
I just think that the most fucked up part of all of it is not even so much all of that. It's the fact that we live in the information age and people are more misinformed than ever. Because I think that there's just so much air quote information or disinformation or bullshit that fucking people can't even, like, just like you said, like we say it on the show a lot, just Google, look it up, or Eddie Bravo, look into it. And, you know, it just, a lot of stuff depends on where, like, people fucking read a meme and are, oh, I got it right. Like, people read a meme and take it and they're like, take that as like,
facts,
hand on God or whatever. You know what I mean? And it's like, dude, it's a fucking meme. or it's a fucking or a tweet from a fucking a bot or whatever, and you're like, well, you know, it's like, come on, just fucking fact check a little bit, just fucking just research a little bit.
Shit do be out there for you to research, and you'll be surprised what the fuck you'll find out. Like, oh shit, I ain't know this. Why the fuck I ain't see this?
Yeah,
on
and
the
you
news?
Know what? I do recall that. I do recall the ultraviolet thing, like where they were installing some of the fucking lights and shit in like airports and shit. I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, but you don't see it. You don't hear about it no more. And then, I don't see people promoting. They're not promoting fucking natural things that'll improve your immune system.
Because there's no money in that.
I know. But that's fucked up.
Yeah, sure.
That's fucked up.
Just like they say apricot seeds are, you know, help with cancer or cure it, whatever.
Yeah.
Can't buy them in the country. Actually, there's one place that you can. It's on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. I don't know the exit number, but if I find out, I'll pass that along. But, yeah, because there's no money in it.
Yeah. And it's a lot of fucking benefits of being out in the sun.
Absolutely.
And them trying to keep us in
great
the house.
Tan. Great tan.
Them, yeah, that. But them trying to keep us in the house during the summer,
yeah,
is not good.
I also think that interacting with other people and picking up other germs, and I don't mean germs to say like in a fucking skeevy way, but like other people have different germs than you do.
It helps your immune system stay strong.
Sure, you develop different antibodies and shit. You know what I mean?
If you sitting in the house not getting those fucking germs and you always fucking putting on hand sanitizer, you just making yourself weaker.
That's why I think early on when people were like, well, if this was true, then why aren't fucking homeless people dying? And it's like, well, because a lot of them are shooting up dope with fucking toilet water, dude. That's why. And they're like, oh. Like,
they don't even fucking know how many homeless people die. Like,
they don't even fucking right. They haven't even. Some of them are still in the fucking freezer. They haven't even identified next to kin yet, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they've been in there since January. I got a story for you. Speaking of that, uh-huh. So one time my sister was dating this guy. He worked at a fucking funeral home.
He was homeless.
He worked at a funeral home. So he was smaller in stature. He was probably about the size of all right, you know, like a horse jockey?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're tiny fellows, right?
Yeah, little guys.
Little guys. Guy. All right, well, imagine if there was people for mouses or mice, meese, whatever. Fucking mouse jockey. He was about that big. That's what I call him, right? Little fucking mouse jockey. So, like a little Stuart Little. Like if fucking you put a saddle on Stuart Little, a little mouse. All
right.
You get it, right? So, what, you got a thing with Stuart Little?
Jesus
is that your
Christ.
Fucking? Is that your guy, dude?
Nah, you was just stretching that shit.
Yeah.
Like, you get, we get
it's the art of the, fucking... it's the art of the cell, dude. So fucking. So he's small. So sometimes he would say, like, he would, he'd be like, yo, come on, go on a house call with me where he would have to go pick up the bodies or whatever. You know what I mean? The deceased. So. And he'd be like, I'll give you $75. Just take a ride with me. You got to go get this fucking pick somebody up or whatever. Where the fuck was I even going with this?
Look at you.
The next of kin. I got it. Next of kin. So the one time we go up to, he's like, yeah, we got to go to the Philadelphia, like to the ME's office over in Philly or whatever, which is like across from like, it's like in University City or whatever, right? So we pull up, we got like one of them Bin Laden Sprinter looking van things, right? So we pull up and then it's got like the fucking... You know, the Taylor, what's the joint where they, it looks like when they pull you out of the back of an ambulance, a gurney,
stretcher,
like a stretcher or a gurney or whatever. So, you know, it's got that thing in the back. So when we pull up, it's Jay. It's just like when you pull up to the, like to go unload at a dock or whatever. Right. So it's got like that kind of setup. So we back in, except. We pull up and he goes in and he's waiting. So the super funny part of this story was the fucking. The paddy wagon pulls up, right? The meat wagon, right? The Philly cop John, right? Which isn't high enough. The back of the paddy wagon isn't high enough with dock level. You know what I'm saying? So it's like offset. So basically, like you'd have to step up almost to hip height to get onto the dock, right? So they pull it. It's almost like The top of the van is at almost dock level, we'll say. That's a bit of a stretch, but to paint the picture or whatever. So anyway, this fucking van pulls up, and I'm just sitting there minding my business, and I'm like, I hear the guys are like, all right, man, there's two cops. And they're like, you ready? And they're like, this one's going to be fucking tough, man. So they got the fucking body. There's a fucking body in a body bag, right? And fucking one cop's on one side and one cop's on the other, and I hear them fucking, all right, one. So now I'm peeking around, and I'm like, holy shit, look at the size of that bag. Like, there's a fucking big motherfucker in there, probably like 300, 350 pounds, dude. And it's just these two cops going to try and fucking swing this fat guy up onto this dock, right? So they give it the old one, two, three, and they go to heave-ho, right? And they're fucking wham! They can't get him up, dude, and the fucking bag just slams right into the dock, dude, and comes, what's going on? Why is it, my ears all fucked up? And I fucking slam this fucking fat dude right into the fucking dock, man. And I fucking start cracking up. I'm like, yo, dude, that's fucking somebody's family. What the fuck, man? It was all fucked up. So anyway, we go in to go get our body, right? And so the fucking little mouse jockey, Stuart Little, goes into the fucking desk or whatever. And he's like, yeah, it's fucking blah, 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 whatever. And, you know, so we're waiting there. And this fucking, it was an old guy, homeless or whatever. And he had been dead since like mid, like first or second week of January. And it's now like it's like almost the end of March, and they had just notified his next of kin, and it took him like that long. And I guess it was like a daughter's cousin or something like that out in fucking Texas. So they had to fucking take the body and then, you know, do the thing over at the funeral home and then mail the body to Texas. But I guess for some reason somebody was like, yeah, let's unzip the fucking bag, dude. Oh my God, they unzipped the bag. It was the fuck so bad, dude. It was the worst. But like another fucking old guy, homeless, couldn't fucking find his next of kin. You know what I mean? If that guy died now, they'd probably say he had COVID. Anyway, gross. The worst was one time we went to go get this fucking old lady, and she had died in the tub. And dude goes to like fucking grab the lady's arm. And when he grabbed the skin, all the skin just peeled back from her shoulder and just peeled right off all the way down. And I fucking ran out the house, dude. I was like, oh, my God.
All right. Well.
And then I got it together.
Let's get off that nasty shit, man. That dead talk, man. Let's talk about your girl. What's her name? Ghislaine Maxwell. What's her name?
Yeah, what? She got arrested. She got arrested last week. And yeah, she'll get off.
She gonna get off?
Absolutely.
Is she getting off?
Gonna happen?
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you how I think she'll get off. I think because of the way that the sweetheart deal was worded for Jeffrey Epstein. I think that if you have a lot of money and high powered attorneys like she does, you can do that.
Or she got high powered. People that's on that list that she was going to snitch on.
Yeah, that's literally the whole thing.
Yeah, maybe. Allegedly, does she have the list?
It's not like she's going to lawyer her way out of this.
Why couldn't you?
She knows.
If you read, did you read?
She don't need to lawyer her way out of it. She need those powerful people like Hillary Clinton to fucking put that word in to them people like, yo, get her off. Easy. Real light.
Yeah, and if the deal is worded with none of his co-conspirators up to, but not excluding,
and paid in full, like the opposite of paid in full. I'll snitch on them niggas in NYC, but I ain't snitching on them niggas from DC.
Yeah, that's true too.
Don't snitch on DC. Get them niggas in NYC.
I don't know. I thought. I mean, the craziest part to me is that, like, once again, we talk about something, and then the next day, something crazy happens about it. We talked about Pizzagate and fucking Maxwell and Epstein and all them last week, and then the next day, the very next day, they lock her up. It's almost like we know something.
I don't know shit. I'm just getting into this shit, man. Yo, Taylor, did you watch any of Young Pharaoh videos yet, man?
I was trying to find one where it would be like get an idea for everything, but all his videos are like 2 hours plus.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. 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 He goes deep. He goes deep, baby.
If you don't have no time for that. Send me like a good one to get into it then, because I wasn't about to dive into 2 hours of something I had no idea.
All you need is one. All you need is one, and then you gonna be like, "Oh shit, what the fuck?" He gonna reference another video, and you just gonna want to jump into that bitch, man.
All right,
it's crazy. It's a lot of shit, man. But the thing is, he not a. You can't really call it like you can't really group it in with like conspiracy theory. Well, I guess you can, but when you look at it, he's like. You know, bringing up evidence and facts and shit. But I don't know. Does the other videos do that? Or are they? Because I'm just thinking of fucking Alex Jones, where he just be going on a rant and talking wild shit, saying different crazy shit without, you know, evidence, you know, backing up what he says. But this dude is like, he's actually piecing shit together, man. And the shit is fucking very interesting, man. It's very entertaining. But it's
well, yeah,
it's
that's what they're
scary.
Meant. That's
it's
what
scary
they're, that's what they're meant to be. Entertaining.
Yeah,
that's what gets you clicks.
They're entertaining, but they're very. They have a lot of shit that it's like, whoa, is this true? Like, because it's not far fetched. Like, it is far fetched, but it's not far fetched. Like, if you understand what I'm trying to say.
Not the fact that it's the far fetched part is the is stuff that makes you go. Like take for instance when a Russian
the far-fetched part is this right here. Fucking Hillary Clinton allegedly fucking her and Aberdeen Huda or whatever
Uma Aberdeen.
Maxwell.
Yes.
No, Uma Aberdeen, Anthony Weiner's wife.
Yes. They allegedly had a girl tortured. They tortured a girl, a 10-year-old girl. They had her chained up to a tree, cut her face off, and Hillary Clinton drank the blood because of adrenochrome was in the blood, because you have to torture a kid to get them scared to produce adrenochrome, and then they drink the blood. And the fucking the guy on
you're losing me.
NYPD.
You're losing me.
Anybody, you can get adrenochrome from anybody at any. It doesn't matter that they don't have to necessarily be a child. But
all right,
apparently
all right, well,
the blood.
They,
so what
you
you're talking about? But what your blood? What your No, it's just a chemical that's released when the body dies. That you don't have to be scared.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this. Well, that.
And what you're for people that aren't familiar with what you're talking about, Uma Aberdeen and Anthony Weiner's wife, who was the former senator or a congressman or senator, well, I don't know what the fuck he did from New York. It's called a bloodletting ceremony, and Uma Aberdeen and the Podesta brothers, who worked as lobbyists for the Clintons and under the Obamas.
Wasn't Podesta the chief of staff?
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
They did. They were into bloodletting ceremonies, which were, you know, kind of child sacrifices, and they would, you know, drink the blood and perform some, you know, ceremonies with child blood.
All right. So look. That whole shit that I just described. Mm-hmm. Ellen. Since the fucking COVID shit happened, Ellen was doing some live shit. On IG or whatever, she was doing something live, and she had a fucking painting of that exact description in her house.
Okay.
Why do you have that? What the fuck? What the fuck is that? Yo, that shit is weird. Like,
what? She had a painting of what? A bloodletting ceremony a kid?
Yes, she had a kid chained up to a tree with her fucking face cut off and fucking two people sitting there butt ass naked. Like, that's Hillary and Uma.
Or it could just be a painting. I mean, ask the artist.
Yeah, but why do you have that? They don't know who the artist is. And fucking the Podesta has a bunch of fucking paintings of fucking little kids.
Tony Podesta's artwork is really weird. I've seen that.
It's a bunch of fucking kids.
Yeah.
Fucking like rituals and shit, like kids laying on tables and fucking like
and he's got
all black and all red characters and shit,
and
like
sculptures and shit too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, why do you have this? And your best friend went to jail for some pedophile shit. Like, come on, dog. It's too much shit that's adding up. Like, it's not far fetched.
No, just some things that, I mean, I think what it is that when things are presented in a certain light, it makes you go, oh, okay, maybe there could be some truth to that.
Yeah, I'm not saying I'm all in on this shit.
Oh, yeah, no, I
fucking
know,
believe
it. Yeah, we've talked.
I wasn't there. I don't fucking know. But the shit is like, whoa, what? And then you look at, you know, different videos of this bitch, like, saying different things, and it's like, fuck, like, this bitch is a fucking racist for, like, she ain't the one, yo. Like, nah, get this bitch out of here.
Which bitch are you referring to?
Hillary.
Oh, Hillary.
Yeah, Hillary.
I don't know why everybody still gives a fuck about her. Like, I mean,
if all this shit is true, that bitch need to be locked up. She need to pay the price.
And what about the American political landscape over the past 250 years would lead you to believe that all of them aren't into some weirdo shit?
I don't know, man. I'm just
nothing.
Getting into this shit. I'm just getting
nothing.
Into this shit,
they're all
man.
Fucking
this
liars, and they all fucking. I was about to do a story, but I can't. I'm not allowed. I can't. I'm not allowed to say it. I'm not allowed to say. It's an off the record. I'll tell you. I think I've shared it with you before, but anyway, some people could get in trouble for it, but
I just know it's some wild shit, man. And the way shit going right now, it's like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Yo, this is an election year,
right?
So it's a lot of crazy shit happening. What the fuck is going to happen come election time? Because they right now, you know, arguing about opening the country back up, but the fucking Rona ain't going nowhere. And they talking about it's going to be worse come to, you know, fall, winter time.
So I heard the administration was fishing the idea of not holding the election. Mm. And a couple people in Congress were like, not how it works, fuckface.
I could see that happening, but I mean, it don't matter. They're going to cheat anyway. They always cheat.
Both sides.
Yeah, they're going to cheat. I mean, sure. There was a guy on the fucking stand said that he rigged the machines to change the votes to Democrats. And he said, they was like, well, how can we, is there any way to know that shit? Like, he's like, no. He's like, the only way you know is if you actually go in and, you know, search for this type of code or some shit like that. But he was like, it's been done. I've done it. He's like, I created the shit. So, yeah.
Right. So who's to say that that hasn't been done in the past?
Oh, no, it has been done. He said it in court.
Right.
That it's been done. So it's like it whatever way we gonna vote.
So it would be fair. So it would be fair to say that if a programmer or a hacker, if you will, was a paid operative by Democrats, that it wouldn't be out of the question to say that Republicans also had paid operatives,
probably
hackers, to do that. I mean,
yeah, why not?
It happens.
Why
all
not?
It happens all the time.
Yeah,
I believe. Roger Stone, Trump's guy, and Nixon, the guy with the Nixon tattoo on his back, calls it dirty politics.
Yeah, Roger Stone.
I heard he's going to, I heard Trump was going to commute, was thinking about commuting Roger Stone's sentence also.
He not free? He in the Bing right now?
Yeah, he's been in there.
A couple months,
he's
right?
He's been in there? I thought he
no,
got
he's not
out.
Even sent, he got sentenced, but I don't even think, is he in?
He's definitely in.
Yeah, I heard he's going to commute his sentence, or was thinking about it.
He probably got something light anyway. Any in that suite? He in the suite.
Yeah, in
the
feds.
The low security John.
Yeah,
he in a low security.
He's already in the camp. He's already in the camps.
Yeah,
he's already in the camps.
Chilling. He fucking chilling.
Why would you get a fucking tattoo of Nixon on your back, dude? That's fucking terrible. Yeah, have you ever seen that, Taylor? Have you seen?
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
Yeah, definitely for
sure. Nasty. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nasty man. These old politicians are nasty, man.
For sure.
They're fucking disgusting.
And they do a lot of weirdo shit.
Yeah.
And they
I'm very interested in this shit now. Like, it's very entertaining to watch the shit.
Yeah. The chess game that is politics, or the stuff that goes on behind that, like, gets piecemealed out over time, and you're like, you know,
behind the scenes.
I fucking knew something was wrong with that fucking guy, and then it's like 20 years later, it's like, yep, we knew it.
Behind the scenes, like now they talking about, you know, they keep trying to, you know, put the Trump and Putin shit together, like Putin, they had a hit out on some, you know, some Marines or some shit, but they don't, the media doesn't tell you that the whole Russia and the Russia and Trump shit before the election wasn't true. It was all made up.
Well, not all of that. Not all of that's true. The part where the 17 intelligence community said, or the 17 agencies in the intelligence community said, yeah, Russia did do a cyber, do things online. Now,
it was proven in court that all the shit was bullshit. The shit that they was, you know, saying.
Oh, did they handle some of the stuff like Comey and McCabe and all that? Did they handle some of it? Yeah, but do I think that, do I put it past Russia to have played both sides? No, not at all.
Oh yeah, no, because
it was the greatest intelligence operation that ever went down. But it wasn't by us.
We meddle in elections in all other countries and fuck up their shit too. So yeah, it's a part of the game.
All the time.
But the shit is you don't fucking see that shit in the news that, you know, all that shit that happened in 2015, 2016 that they was talking about, it was all a lie. It was mostly a lie. And, you know, Hillary, Obama, and the Democrats, they made a lot of shit up and they falsified evidence.
The Democrats fucking screwed their own guy. They didn't even want Hillary. They wanted fucking Bernie and they fucking stole it. So why would they?
Yeah, but Bernie ain't speak up.
Nobody wanted Bernie. In 2016, what are you, crazy, Taylor? You think the Democrats want fuck? Donna Brazile, the fucking campaign manager for Hillary, said, "Yeah, we did it."
But Bernie ain't speak up, man. Bernie never.
Yeah,
spoke
he acted
up.
Like exactly. a bitch. He acted like a bitch.
He's a team. He's a team player too, man.
Yeah, for
he's
sure.
Fuck Bernie. Fuck Bernie, man. He's a team player.
Yeah.
He know.
I would stand more with Bernie than I would with fucking Hillary.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hillary didn't march with Dr. King. She worked for the other side.
Yeah.
Hillary started out as a Republican.
Yeah, but Bernie's a bitch ass nigga.
Sure.
For real. Bernie wasn't marching with Malcolm X. I know that.
Yeah, because Malcolm wasn't peaceful protest. That wasn't his MO.
Nah, Malcolm was about not fucking, you know, doing shit, folding, motherfuckers is beating your ass. Malcolm was about peace, but if motherfuckers is going to beat your ass, you fight the fuck back. That's what Malcolm was about.
Yeah, eventually, until he went to Mecca, and then it was a little bit different. His attitudes changed on some things.
My bad, you cut out real bad.
Until he went to Mecca, and then his attitudes on being violent and nonviolent and ways to handle changed.
Shit, motherfuckers is being violent to us. Bring the violence back to them. Shit, fuck that. Shit, I'm riding with Malcolm any day, man.
Malcolm was, if I'm not mistaken, I don't even know that Bernie was into politics while I'm pretty sure Malcolm died pretty early in the 60s.
Malcolm was around when fucking Martin was around.
Yeah,
they was both around the same time, man.
When did Malcolm die?
Malcolm X, when did he die? He died in 1965. King died in 68.
April 4th.
So they was around the same time.
Yeah.
It was around the same time, man. He died at 40 years old. Well, 39. He was 39 years old. I don't Martin Luther King was around the same age too. He was both in their 30s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up, man. And fucking Farrakhan in the NOI did that shit.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people think that, for sure.
No, he definitely did that. Definitely did it, because Malcolm X exposed Prophet Elijah Muhammad.
Yeah, he made him look like a fucking turd.
Huh?
Made him look like a turd.
No. He exposed him for having six underage girls pregnant.
That's also true.
He had kids by six underage girls, and they was like, "Whoa!"
He was about to blow the top on it.
No, he did blow the top. He had an interview online. You could see the shit.
Yeah.
He exposed him. He exposed him, man. And now fucking Farrakhan want to be, you know. Farrakhan got videos talking shit about Malcolm and shit. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
And he's a wild homophobe.
And he's a wild homophobe, anti-Semitic. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, man. He's secretly
he's an opportunity. He's an opportunity extortionist, is what he is. He looks for opportunities, just like fucking all the rest of their shitbird politicians. Yo, beloved. Yo, beloved. Yep. It's just like that. Wrapped up another fucking episode 26. We're half a year's. We've just completed a half a year's worth of episodes.
Damn.
I know. Is that crazy?
Consistency is key.
Nothing stopping us.
Man. When we gonna have Sam on to talk about these conspiracies, man? That would be fucking fire.
I'm gonna try and schedule her.
All right.
She said she's down. She said she wants to come.
I'll be back in studio next week, man.
All right.
I just gotta let the smoke clear.
Gotta let that air out.
Right.
Gotta let it air out like my dirty hockey bag. Shout out to you, bro.
Hell yeah. Shout out to you, man. Bring the ruckus, baby. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Bring the motherfucking ruckus. Go space, catch the blast of a hype burst. My clock burst, leaving a hearse. I did worse. I